Radio Listed Radio Yeast.
Hello.
Radio Listed Radio Yeast.
Hello.
Radio Listed Radio Yeast. Radio Listed Radio Yeast.
Hello.
Radio Listed Radio Yeast.
Hello.
Radio Listed Radio Yeast.
Speaking.
Radio Listed Radio Yeast. Radio Listed Radio Yeast. Radio Listed Radio Yeast. Radio Listed Radio Yeast. Radio.
We're going to answer questions now, and I will try to stay to try to get as many of you in as I can. I always feel so bad because I would like to get to all of you. I do want to say one thing, though. I was talking to these gentlemen that were with me, and I said, listen to me. What about a spanking? Oh, up here. Okay, up here. Yes, sir.
Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, and the doctors treated it, and I just want to know if they got it off.
Okay, next. No, your personal life is lousy. Oh, upstairs.
This is my first time, so I'm nervous.
Oh, that's all right, Annie. I'm the one that should be nervous. You just have to.
I have a problem with my gastric problem for years, and nobody's been able to find out what's wrong with me.
So what I want you to do is I want you to go, when you go home tonight, light a candle and say, no one can penetrate the hull of this ship. And now you count the times we spend in the bathroom. One third of your life. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. I'd just like to know if my wonderful husband is okay and if he's around me.
Marvelous. He's doing wonderfully well.
Yeah. I feel him all the time, so I'm not.
But he also does something with cups.
Radio Listed Radio Yeast.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't have song left. Neither one of these fucking bitches are here on time. Fucking cunts. I don't even know this. I'm playing the same goddamn song again. Motherfucker. Why do I even do these shows if people don't show up? Lordy. Lordy, I'm talking like that guy from the FBI. Comey.
I'm gonna pull my breast aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach.
Hold on, hold on. Miss Stacy, guess what?
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Dirt. 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 Eat my pussy, Mrs. Eat my pussy, Mrs. Eat my pussy, Mrs. Dirt. Eat my pussy, Mrs. Dirt.
Miss Tracy, guess what?
Oh, Lord. Garbage.
Can you envision that place? A place where music is more important than...
Radio Yeast. Radio Lister, Radio Yeast.
Thank you very much. I think the nicest part about my musical comedy career is that I've had some of the greatest American composers to write songs for me, such as George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and the last show that I did on Broadway, Gypsy, for which Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim wrote the score. And I'm very thankful to those men for writing such wonderful songs. And now I'd like to sing for you a song from the first show that Cole Porter ever wrote for me. The show is Anything Goes, and the song is I Get a Kick Out of You.
Just kidding. Don't you know you're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. Don't you know you're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines,
test, 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 test.
service of those armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution. It sounds poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run.
I'm not lesbian.
Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution.
Cause
finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution. Standing in the welfare line.
Stinks so bad.
The doors of those armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines. Sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution. Starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh, no, talking about a revolution. Oh, no, talking about a revolution. Oh, no.
Hi, everyone. It's Madge Lesbian Steve. Fuck you. And I'm going to call Cheryl now. I don't know why my audio sounds low. I don't want to hear about it either. Assholes.
Radio Lister, Radio Yeast.
Jesus Christ. Why am I so low in the volume department? Jesus. Let's turn this off. Test, test, test. Test, test. Oh, that's even worse. Test, test, test. Talking about a revolution. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, test, test. Talking about a real repulsion. Sounds, I don't know, something's wrong. It's not right. Something's wrong. I'm going to try this. Poor people going to rise up. No, that's worse. Poor people going to rise up. And guess what? Guess what? Ugh, fuck off. Why are you so late?
Because I was watching. Posting on your radio page that we're doing the grum, because you can't do that yourself, so.
Oh, fuck off. Me and my ladies, if I do suck up, I don't give a fuck if my deuces up. Suck on my balls, Paul, I had enough. As Beyonce said in that fine album, Lemonade, suck on my balls, y'all. Cheryl, you'll never guess who I ran into at the gay beach just hours ago. Oh, fuck me.
Okay.
I dropped this nice cord holder in my coffee.
Can you sing Shake Your Groove Thing?
Can you fuck yourself?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
But Madge, I've been waiting all week for you to sing it in an extended version of you enunciating every word.
Why would I do that? I don't understand what you're getting at.
You did it the last grum and it was so good.
I did not.
Yes. And I do hear an echo of myself. But
I don't give a shit about that, though. That's the problem. That's a problem.
So say, shake your groove thing.
Oh, no, that was, I played a Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, where they over-enunciate, because Broadway's horrible.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Well, why are you and Deborah both late? Why do I even do these grums?
Where is Deborah? It's
such a big deal about it, and then you're not even fucking here. Neither one of you are fucking here. Why?
Well,
why
she's
even
here.
Fucking bothered? What?
She's here.
She's in the chat room. She's not fucking available to talk.
Why not?
You see her on Skype on green?
Call her back.
Fucking assholes, both of you.
Please have Cheryl read on air. Anyway, I hate this thing.
How come you ignored my question? We had a guess who game and you didn't play.
Can I guess who?
You didn't play.
Okay, let me play it.
You didn't play my game. You don't even remember what I was talking about, do you?
Nope.
What did we just talk about at the beginning of the show? I asked you a question. I said, guess who I saw, and you ignored it.
At the beach, Noah.
Nope. You're wrong.
Your mother in a beach chair.
Haha, no.
Okay.
Jennifer Hudson?
Nope. I'll give you
another thing.
I'll give you a hint. She's our head writer.
No.
Yes.
Woo, woo.
Baby Jane Edward was at La Playa.
La Playa? What's a La Playa? It sounds Mexican.
Well, Google is hard. I know Google's hard. And everybody in America speaks Spanish in some level. At some
La Playa.
A beach.
Oh, well, I don't go to those kind of places.
It's not about going to...
Lopalansky?
What?
Excuse me?
Lopalansky? That's what it sounds like to me.
I have so many idiots in my life, I can't even count them, but I'll try, too. Baby Jane N-word, but the best part is, you know where at the beach I saw her?
Nude?
Where? Not in what fucking...
bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I saw her in the ladies' room.
Did you really?
She was in the ladies' room. I said, baby...
Doing what?
Well, that's for girls. Girls don't talk about these things. But I said, oh, it's nice to see you, baby Jane Edward, but it's very nice to see you, especially nice to see you here in the ladies' room. I said it like Wanda Wisdom, the ladies' room.
And he got a soft cock.
She
got a soft cock.
I don't know, but there were... Might or may not have been some fluids running down her legs. I don't know if there was feces, but I definitely saw blood and urine. Just kidding.
Sam,
well, you're
what's everybody been up to?
You're both fascinating the shit out of me. Well, I was at the beach.
I haven't had my coffee.
Oh.
Okay. I am.
Normal.
I was taking daddy lessons from Beyonce. Lemonade album once again.
Okay, so you went back to Florida?
No, there's beaches in Chicago, you idiot.
How?
Baby Jane Edward doesn't live in Florida anyway. You think she's fucking...
Wait a minute.
What the
you
fuck
went
are
to
you
a
talking?
Beach in yeah. Chicago. That's not a beach.
Yes, it is.
Is
a
it
beach.
A lake?
Yes, Lake Michigan.
But no, that's not a beach, honey.
Yes, that's a fucking beach.
No.
Did you not see the picture of the obese woman I posted on the beach?
When I went to Mackinac Island, that sand is just mud. It ain't no sand, therefore it's not a beach.
Mud.
Mud.
Oh my God. I like that.
Yeah.
And especially that's just with the echo, it makes it sound even better. It's like mud.
I have an echo.
It's just Madge's, you know.
You don't have an echo.
Kind.
Only Cheryl
I have four
here.
Of them.
Cheryl is
can we
here
on sale with Amazon.
Can we talk about the important topic of Ida?
Mother.
Yeah, it's you, a garbage person.
Come on, Jack.
Radio listener, Radio Yeet. Radio listener, Radio Yeet.
I have a husband.
Came into this world, Daddy's little girl. Daddy made a soldier out of me.
Shut up.
Daddy.
Shut up, both of you. Just kidding. All right, talk, because I'm not feeling this grum.
Okay, well, like, you're going to feel me, because we're going to talk about your new girl, Ida, who has thousands of videos. They are so amazing, and they're life-changing.
Are they?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll have to watch some. Let me go grab my coffee. I'll be right
No,
back.
You're not leaving the program.
Deborah, you just got here. Why the fuck don't you do that shit before we start?
Well, technically...
You are both late.
You called me.
I texted you and I said, where are you? And you were fucking gone. You said you were almost ready.
I was scared you were going to share the screen, so I was scared to text back.
God, you're an idiot.
Normal. But it's right in there. It's in the foyer. It's going to take 2 minutes.
I don't know why we do this anymore.
Me either.
Nobody cares.
Just not do it anymore.
We should just be on NPR. The only podcasts worth anything are on NPR.
True. I saw an advertisement today for some kind of thing of how to make money and be successful as an entrepreneur with a podcast.
Oh, tell me.
It's amazing.
NPR involved?
No. Surprisingly.
How do you do it, Cheryl? Go to South by Southwest and take a lecture?
You have to be white. That's it.
Giga Tigger writes, yeah, I'm sure one of the three people watching are going to steal Deborah's phone number. Yeah, exactly. Delusion.
They might.
Collusion, delusion.
Rude.
Is Deborah gone?
I don't know why.
Deborah, do you want any money? I'll assume that you don't want any money today if you don't answer. Any money for you tonight, Deborah? Okay.
So How about me?
Cheryl, do you want money tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess it's just me and Cheryl.
Well.
Since Deborah
that means
didn't answer.
Memory.
Deborah didn't answer. I gave her a chance. I gave her a chance.
This mirror can get creaky.
What am I doing?
Excuse me?
What am I doing?
This mirror can get creaky.
What virus is this GigaTigger sending me with these user content jiffy things? I'm getting just stair-step things on my grum hole.
Stair-step.
Yeah, the stair-step weight things. I'm so tired of dumb people. It's killing me.
Okay.
Keto cheese? What's keto cheese? Oh, this is Deborah's diet, the keto acidosis. Cheryl, talk to me. Say something.
Talk to me. Tell me your name.
All right, I'm gonna
bangs. She bangs.
Right. What?
Another one there. Oh. God, I love Ida so much.
Why? I don't understand her. And what's going on with her and...
she sticks on her tongue and she talks.
What's going on with her and Toby, though?
Oh, they're best of friends.
Oh, is that so?
And she's got tons of X-Hamster videos for you.
What is X-Hamster?
You know what it is, honey.
I do?
Yeah.
Why is my audio so low? Fuck me.
Excuse me?
I said, fuck me.
Why?
Because my audio is so low. And I don't understand it.
Ain't nobody want that.
What?
Ain't nobody want that.
Why is my audio so low? Talk, Cheryl. I'm comparing our levels.
Why is my audio so low?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Do you know what that's from? No, because you're an idiot too. Of course not. I'm dealing with morons. All right, so let's see here. Do you do anything besides, like, just watch videos of horrible drag queens with sticky...
No, but is that a problem?
Yeah, it kind of is. Because I don't have anything to talk about. You're horrible. I'm trying to fix my levels. I have to talk. La 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 la. Girtle, 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 geep. Hello, testing, testing, testing. Testing. It's not fucking...
God, right. Ida has so many videos.
Ida.
Lord.
Little Aeneas. Little Aeneas.
She's the best.
Girdle dumpling, girdle dumpling, girdle dumpling. Girdle, girdle, girdle dumpling.
Sorry about that.
Well, no, it's okay. You just gave up your... I took a survey of who amongst us wants money tonight, and you didn't answer, so it's just me and Cheryl, I guess.
Well, Montel came on. I'm sorry.
Why are you never in the grub? You come and then you leave, and you don't even say you're leaving. You're just like mystery meat. Oh, you got to fix your coffee, you said.
The Virgin Killers.
Look, I bought this.
Why can't you?
Listen.
What did you buy?
Save with time.
What did you buy?
I purchased a $6 thing of cold brew coffee that is, you're diluting the water, so it'd be quicker.
You went to Trader Joe's?
I forgot to make it, so it defeated the purpose.
Did you get it at the Trader Joe's?
No, it says it's the original cold brew, though.
Well, how about that?
Let's try it.
This is fascinating entertainment. No wonder we have so much success.
And I wanted to see two movies this week.
What action?
Valium. Valium.
Valerium?
Valerian. Yeah, Valerium. And the Spider-Man. They were both wonderful.
You have the worst taste in movies, honey. The worst.
You will like it.
What kind of a gay or lesbian who pretends...
empowerment, man.
But what kind?
I promise you, go see the movies. You'll enjoy them.
Oh, you've said that about Wonder Woman. I've never had a movie recommendation from you that proved valid. Never.
Well, the volume you'll like.
No, I won't. Did you see the one with Charlize Theron? Did that one come out yet?
No, it's not out. I really want to see that one, so you might not like it, because I've been waiting for that one for a few months.
I'm Carly Kloss, and I just created my own
website. Who the fuck is Carly Kloss?
Go to Wix.com to create your...
Oh, my God. Deborah's sending me videos from Carly.
This is simply Sarah.
No, this is ketoacidosis. What is this we're watching now?
Since when does Deborah have the disease?
Keto.
I made these good.
What is all this starting weight shit? Oh, God. I saw her at the beach today.
What's funny is you watched her videos and she failed.
She fell?
Love you some bacon grease.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Shannon. So, this week's recipe, I'm going to show you how
What's
to
with her look?
Quench your crispy...
She has a wart.
...on a taco craving
obese.
And not have any carbs
Why
with it.
Why did she say grocery haul? God,
we're going to be making...
What's with that obese wart?
Taco shells, and I'm going to show you how to do it.
Where's
so first thing you want to do is...
Kitchen's too clean.
Some butter and spray
but
it
I like how the stove is very filthy. Heat up.
Pretty hot.
Oh, it's
pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't burn.
She is wheezing, that's
so
a plus.
They crisp up the way they're supposed to. So anyway, so I've got two going, so I can make two at a time.
Her English is too good, though. She's not dumb enough.
There's a bigger pan back there with our...
She's a phone person, like Rob.
Does she have enough coffee makers?
And then we're going to put the cheese on them and start.
I need to see how many
hours. Enough roommate.
She's cooking in both of these. That one was obviously hotter than this one.
She does the keto for 28 weeks, and then she fails, and she keeps doing fad diets over and over and over.
Try and flip it now. Let me see if I can show you.
She's just being a cheese...
So her nonstick pans are getting so hot that it's making that gas come out.
What gas?
Before you start flipping it.
Did I tell y'all I bought the swerve that Amy's always using? It's really good.
It's a little bit loud, but you can see what it looks like.
What do you mean gas, Cheryl?
And the other side's already starting.
If you heat nonstick too high, then it releases poisonous gas.
That's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
But it's over the...
If you have a pet bird, then it kills the bird.
What?
Yeah.
You have a pet bird?
Canary.
Not anymore.
She keeps one in case the tanning bed.
I seem like a canary.
It's how she keeps the tanning bed.
Libby.
Well, once the tanning bed starts cooking her too much, the bird dies. She knows to get out.
Deborah, what's a phone person?
Where, you know, like you call and you're like, I'll carry laundry. And then you're like, ma'am, you need to pay your bills. What's that called? A telemarketer. Yeah.
What does Carrie Laundry have to do with it?
I'm just saying, it's sort of like the same thing. In this video I sent you, she signs up for this new product, and all these people that followed her because she was doing the keto diet, they're all like shaming her because she's doing a high-carb diet. And then she just eats all the food that they sent her for the month.
What's wrong with that? I did that for my candy things.
Well, it's a little different. Oh. You're not a bigger girl. At least not anymore.
Did you buy a Vitamix this week?
No. I went to buy the fucking Vitamix. I drove, kid you not, I drove 2 hours to go get the Vitamix. I get there, and they don't have the goddamn thing. They just pulled them because the new models came out. That's why they were on sale.
What kind of store are you buying this at, and how much does that cost?
Well, I don't want to say.
I would like, I'm at the point where I really need Cheryl to.
You have money for that.
Thank you. That's what I was getting at.
Well, because the point is that I paid the card off.
So now you're charging it up again. You're never going to be able to move and live your dreams. And yeah, in the meantime, you're buying all this consumer shit
again. Man, just the way they told me to get it. I could just get another $99 Ninja.
Just get a Shark Ninja.
Are you dead
for what? Go to Costco, spend $50, get a blender, be done.
I'm Deborah's Charles Manson for Vitamix. What the fuck? Well, like, I tell you to do something, and it's like,
you said, have to do it. Oh, good. So I got excited, went to go get it, was ready to swipe. They had, like, the $5.99
Wait a second, Deborah, hold on. Did you pay? Are you debt-free or not?
On some cards.
Oh, no. You lied to me. You said you were paid off. You implied
no,
that you were debt-free.
That one. That
no,
one
you didn't
debt-free.
Say you're a lying bitch. How much do you owe?
Now I only owe, like, $7.
Deb, Cheryl, yell at her. I'm so angry now. You conned me.
Oh, shit.
You conned me into approving.
I said it last time.
You conned me into approving your Vitamix, and you're $7,000 in debt. No, I won't be a part of this.
And I drove 2 hours to go get it. And it was new at $2.99. See, I can get a refurbished one for $2.99.
I'm a Vitamix fan, but you conned me into approving your purchase.
But I'll save money in the long run, because what you can do with the Vitamix that you can't do with the others, I can take the credit cards that I pay off and put them in the Vitamix and blend the cards up.
That doesn't make the debt go away.
The best is when it, the seal on the bottom of it starts getting ground up into the Vitamix.
That's
Blendtec, not Vitamix. That's Blendtec. Yeah. That did happen to mine.
It's all machined metal.
I had to get a new one because it started to smell. I smelled this burning rubber. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought, and then I opened, this is after I came back from 2 months away when I was living in Florida. And it smelled this horrible smell. And you know what I thought happened? Because I had some bugs that when I went away, I thought maybe the bugs infested my Blendtec. So I unscrewed it like a meth addict. I unscrewed the Vitamix and took it apart, the Blendtec, because I thought maybe there were cockroaches living in it. But it turns out there were not any cockroaches inside the Blendtec. It was the what you just described, which is the rubber gasket.
What about that it's made out of plastic, and that's going to give you the cancer?
No, it's BPA. BPA.
But Deborah,
don't push it on me, because I just thought about something, honey.
Let her talk. Let Cancer Maven talk about the cancer.
First of all, stones at glass houses.
I want to hear about the cancer and the Vitamix.
How'd she know about the Blendtec? You got a Blendtec, Cheryl? How you got money for that?
I was looking at them different things, and I said, Jesus Christ, that is expensive. And
like
then I
$500
seen,
coffee grinder.
And then I seen at the Costco, I seen that there's one of those Ninja things, and it's like $50.
I was going to get one of
buy the thing,
like, no.
And when it starts sucking, you return it.
Because then you get lead poisoning. Now, what's with the BPH and the cancer show?
Well, the truth is, man, all of these people talking about the BPA and getting rid of it, great.
Now, BPH.
There's other kinds of plastic that are also toxic that we do not get rid of and do not monitor for, and they end up in your body.
But is Blendtec, is the Vitamix container one of them?
No. Let me tell you the main thing.
That means basically, my turn. That means anybody who gets a Frappuccino has cancer, because they all use Blendtec.
Or any fast food.
Anybody with a smoothie. So Cheryl,
anything with plastic.
And Cheryl, I will have you know, cancer is my retirement plan.
Yeah.
So I need that cancer.
And you can get free stuff if you have cancer.
There sure won't be Medicaid in time for me. I can't afford a nursing home. I need that cancer, Cheryl. Give me my BlendTec.
The Vitamix
Bring
plastic
it on.
Is non-porous.
Bring it
That's
on.
What causes the
Bring
issue.
On the cancer.
And it gets scratched by the thing.
Bring
and
on
you're eating it.
No, it's made out of apple sapphire.
You're just a jealous blender hater, Cheryl. You're a blender hater. Because you can't afford one. Because you don't work. You're a welfare queen.
That 1950s oyster that I have, excuse me, is glass.
It's an oyster, not an oyster, you idiot.
Oh. Well, oyster.
Oyster.
Sorry, my lady.
If somebody wants to give me money for one of those things, then I'll do it.
Well, maybe you can go to your sister's house and steal her blender and send me it.
Not man.
The blend, she still has my Vitamix. I don't think she even uses it.
I have it.
But that was a very fancy. No, no, I don't want you to get more cancer, Cheryl. I can't have that in my soul. You got cancer enough.
True.
Well, you can mail it to me.
Can
Gingerbread Lane.
We watch one of the videos of my girl.
Yeah.
Which
she
one?
She dedicated these videos to me and Toby.
I need to have a look at the chat room, though. I want to see if anybody's paying attention.
Did you hear me about the Swerve sweetener? It actually is really good. And it doesn't raise your blood sugar.
What's a Swerve?
It's Swerve. It's made out of the ethanol. Or
Sounds great. Sounds like that'll be good for my retirement plan.
It's a sugar alcohol. It's
Oh, that stuff makes you shit.
How come
Not erythritol.
There's only two people talking in the chat room: Corn for Dinner and Giga Tigger. And Giga Tigger is always
nobody knows
in the chat
we're having a grum.
Well, why the fuck not?
Cheryl.
Excuse me?
Did you not post we were doing a grum?
I posted on the GC. I posted on my page, and I posted on User Radio's page.
Nobody likes us. We're not on late.
We're not on. It doesn't make you shit.
We're not on Stephen.
Why don't you do it, Deborah? You don't ever do anything anymore.
I have no time.
We're not on Stephen Colbert like Vince Lane's brother, so we don't get that kind of traction.
Oh, I've been on Stephen Colbert.
Have you? As what?
Just not live.
You're in one of those stupid Trumps. That. Whatever.
No, I've been on him, on his messed up ear.
Yeah.
Who has a messed up ear?
I licked his ear. You know, his ear is weird.
Who?
Girl, his left ear, that's
Who?
Why he never turns his head. It's,
Who?
He's got like a baby ear. Stephen Colbert.
Thank you for identifying the pronoun.
Well, we were talking about
the
show.
We were also
show.
Talking about Vince Lane's brother. Figured. I didn't know if you were talking about him had a crooked ear.
No. Vince's brother has two little legs.
Why is that unusual?
Because they're little. They're baby legs.
They are not.
No. Okay. What about ism? Propaganda technique formerly used by the Soviet Union.
A small penis.
Oh, I need to pack up this bag.
I don't hold it against it. I wish that I had cookie dough to eat. I think that would be delicious. Okay. There's a package in the pantry of cookie dough mix.
But you're not supposed to eat that. It causes
oil and water.
It causes salmonella, Miss Hypochondria. Don't you know that?
You have to add an egg. But I wonder if you used like a vegan egg.
Jesus.
Then it would, be,
Cheryl.
Can I eat it? Can I eat all of it, Deborah?
You just be like me and embrace cancer as your retirement plan, and then you don't have to worry about it.
I don't want it.
Girdle.
Excuse me? What was that?
Normal.
Radio listed, radio yeast. Radio listed, radio yeast.
Oh.
Did Matt Peters give her that? Because I don't want to call her unless she got our present. Well, his present.
So call him and ask.
Call him, we'll ask.
Because
him.
He's on that shitty
thing. Call Matt.
Okay, I'll call him. But he's probably on that shitty ass fucking.
She's going to be drunk.
Facebook
he's
shit.
He's always drunk.
Oh. Yeah, I've lost 16 pounds.
Wow, that's...
Do you have belly fat?
Are you still fat?
Yeah, still got some, but it's way less than what it was.
Do you need skin surgery? How did you gain it all? What were you eating? Why are you so fat?
Dad.
What's your BMI?
47%.
You've only got $7,000 plus Vitamix plus Apple product debt to go.
Matt Peters, are you there?
And the new phone's going to come out, and I'm going to want it.
Matt Peters, are you... Not if it doesn't have the... Are they fucking taking the Touch ID away? I'll be so pissed.
No, it's under the screen.
I thought they said they were taking it away.
No, it's under the screen, because, okay. Look, this happened last year when they were doing the new Touch ID, like the newer one, you know, it's better for the sweat
and
fingerprints.
Shut up,
but
Cheryl!
But that company that makes it, they released a promo video where it shows these gay guys out in the pool. They're showing about how the Touch ID is underneath the screen.
Does it? Is it for your prolapse?
Mm-hmm. And you can use your fingerprint under the pool. So if you're like you're at a pee party and you're getting pissed on by like a hot Mexican dude and it's really nasty, it'll still read your fingerprint.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Can it read my layup's print?
No new taxes.
Yeah. I think he's about to die.
Speaking of that, I have good news. So my job, because we have, I fortunately work in a city that has workers' rights, and they put in like new regulations for the city, or for whatever reason, I get an extra week of vacation this year.
Oh,
you can't.
I get an extra
week.
And
you were just bitching about that.
I know, isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy? So I get one less week of vacation.
Democracy works.
Democracy now. And they have a new sick day policy too. And so get this. So I have a coworker who works in the Doral office where I used to work in Florida, and she's like a Trump Republican, like yay Trump.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I told her, I said, guess what? In Chicago, we got an extra week of vacation. She's like, oh, I wish they would do that here. I said, no, the reason we have it here is because I live in Chicago and we believe in workers' rights. So unless Miami does the same thing or Florida, I don't think you're going to get an extra week. Go Trump.
And then, she said, well, you're lazy.
No, she didn't answer me. What?
You notice when you talk to these people? Like the ones that are all for, you know, those policies. But yet when you tell them, like, social policies that are amazing, they're like, oh, I wish I could have that.
Yeah, but it's bad for America.
Those Democrats do that. They do it. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. That's right, Sheryl.
See, I was listening to you, Mayan.
Did I just use third person?
Probably.
Oh, you mean you were trying to prove that you listened
to the president.
My grum. I see. Thank you for listening to my grum, Cheryl.
I enjoy your solo grums. They're very nice.
ASMR.
Thank you. But would it kill people to click like on a Facebook post? Would it fucking kill them? Just click fucking like. If I post a grum, click fucking like. Jesus Christ, is it so fucking hard to click like? I'm not asking for a comment. I'm not asking for money. Yes, I am. I'm not asking for that much money, more than I get, which is very... I'd like some more money. Speaking of money... We should be getting more, don't you think, ladies?
Yeah.
I feel like we give and give, and we need more money.
That's true. Great words that Madonna said. More.
What was it? Rachel Kahn's brother said, oh, so you guys only grum when we get money. Yes. When do you go to work? When it's free?
Oh, that's true.
What are you doing, Deborah? Wait a second. Somebody just gave us a lot of money. Hold on. Huh? Oh, yeah, we did good today so far. I apologize, audience.
Well, that's because we didn't grum for an entire week.
Yes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, honey.
I hate this.
Can I purchase my Vitamix now?
Well, no, and plus me and Cheryl get to split it 50-50 because Deborah was offline at the time of disbursement.
You can take your Vitamix, Cheryl, and put it in your cunt, and then you can just mush it around, and then you can juice it.
Mush is probably the right word. Mushy.
Madge wants a phone that's going to unlock with a face scan, so somebody's going to cut her neck and scan and unlock her phone. It's going to be great security. Great security.
Will there be blood?
Blood. A lot of
mud. I have been causing waves in that Chinatown foodies group, and I still ain't been banging.
Chinatown?
Jinetown.
Jinetown?
Chicago foodies.
Can you guys hear my air conditioner coming on? Do you hear it?
Why does it sound like that?
Because it's above me. I live in a house that has a window unit. It just turned off.
Oh, that sucks. Did but it it's end? Better than nothing.
It's better than living. You know, they have two more alligators at Lake Emerald again, right in front of my building, like in the lake. Right behind
did
my leg.
Did it eat your tenant? Now you got to rent it out again.
So this is the thing. So I need to make it aware. I feel like I'm. No. I might have to call in sick tomorrow. I'm feeling something coming on.
Why?
Oh, man.
Because there's a new sick day ordinance in Chicago, too, and it's. They're required to give a certain amount of sick days, and you have to carry them over. So I feel like I might have to take advantage of them. Do you hear?
How much does McDonald's pay there?
Well, we have a minimum wage law, too, so now $11, I believe, is the minimum.
Oh, I'm coming there.
And then it's going to go up, like, next year to 12, I think.
And I'm just going to stay at your sister's.
It might be 10 this year. Oh, she hates you, though.
She won't now.
She likes me.
She lives in Evanston, not Chicago.
I don't care. I'll take the bus.
Take the good and you take the bad.
Deborah, I don't think you would do well at McDonald's in Chicago. You would get very raped.
Oh, the McDonald's always calling the police. Always the confrontations.
And Cheryl,
knifings.
Deborah, you would hate it. The only people that work at McDonald's in Chicago are big black men with huge penises. You'd hate it.
Get me an app now.
An app? Appetizer?
You on fries with that baby? You want fries with that shake?
Chicken yak.
Yeah, what's up with Chi-Town Foodies? That is the weirdest fucking group.
It's the worst.
It's like this weird. Like, how do black people live past 30 if that's what they eat? I'm sorry if that sounds racial, but I have to ask.
They don't.
Seriously, like, every food post is, like, the most horrible combination of grease, fat, just the most awful. It's almost like...
They're on the keto diet, like me.
Well, I guess you're still young enough to, you don't have to worry about your health.
Well, when I get up in the morning, I make keto coffee, which is 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of avocado oil, and then 2 heavy whipping cream.
Wait a second. Whipping cream, too? I'm with you until you add the whipped cream.
Whipping cream, because it's got to be high-fat creamer.
Right. No, that's cool. I used to get, there's a coffee shop in Florida I used to go, and they had it with the ghee, and then they used some of that. It was good. No, I'm a fan of that hipster coffee.
But the only thing is, you can't eat all this fat if you're going to eat carbs, because then you're going to die, because your body's not going to release ketones to eat all the fat.
Right, so that makes perfect sense. You're such a, you should be a doctor, because what you just said makes perfect physiological sense.
Yeah, thanks. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, though.
I would like to say this, though. You're an idiot.
Well, it works for me.
My famous glasses broken, too. I'm going to demonstrate them now on video. They broken, too, and they're fucked. I need a new pair of these. If anybody can find them in their little resale area, please buy them for me.
What are you talking about?
My glasses!
You're talking about seeing eye glasses.
Not seeing eyeglasses. That's a dog. Eyeglasses. Not seeing eyeglasses. What the fuck else would you do with eyeglasses?
What did my grandmother
see?
Are they readers? Do you need readers, man?
Look at the video, you dumb, stupid cunt!
It's very delayed.
Well, I don't care. Man.
Those look like pretzels.
Don't you see how they're broken?
Pretzels?
They're very ugly.
Oh, so here's what happened in my house. I got free gluten-free pretzel because we had a some girl was ordering shit to our address.
So ordering gluten-free shit to your address?
Yeah, free shit. We got free shit. The UPS man said, oh, that's for Amazon grocery. They ain't going to take that back. Just take it. So we did.
he told you to take it?
You need to give him a Christmas card.
He said, that's Amazon. They ain't going to take that back. It's perishable. Just eat it. So we had some sodies. Those Pellegrino-flavored sodies, the good ones. With
oh,
the sugar.
Those are good.
Be they good?
Oh,
yeah.
I love them.
The orange and the lemon. Orange and lemon. And then a whole bunch of granola bars and gluten-free pretzels, which taste
oh, wait, creepy. So there's basically nothing perishable.
Right, exactly. None of it was perishable. That was the
that
awesome part.
Here.
That was the
so
coolest.
There was no cheese.
That
no.
Bitch died when she had gluten.
Her name was...
It's your fault.
Wait, if she didn't have such a shitty name, I wouldn't have done it, but now I can't remember her name. It was one of those popular girly names. People that say like a
Heather.
Literally... No, it's like a literally name. One of those people that says literally all the time, like...
Apple. My name's Apple.
No, it was like, not Chandra, but one of those like CH names, maybe.
Sandra D.
What was her name? Cuntface, maybe? Cunty Poo?
Clara. My name's Clara.
Girdlebarn. Clara is not a hipster name. Clara is an old lady name, like Clara Peller, who said, where's the beef? It's not a hip name, Deborah. Not hip. Now, what about Matt Peters? What about this? Will somebody find out if he gave her that fucking money so I know if I can call this bitch? I need to know.
I mean, this nice woman that worked hard for the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio listening, Radio Yeast. I'm trying Matt again now.
Deborah.
Yes. I told you.
I'm turning off the air. Is it annoying?
Oh.
Is it annoying?
No, it's fine.
You don't even hear the air?
I do, but I don't want you to be uncomfortable because then you'll be even more bitchy.
You don't want my lips to chafe?
Oh, no, I don't want to smell that.
My lips? Well, it was nice to see Baby Jen Enward in the ladies' room. I will say that.
Did you see anything?
What the fuck is this? Gigatigger's posting disgusting things with balls. Did you see this?
Normal.
Eggs with balls he posted? That is disgusting.
Eggs?
That's what Deborah... Here's... I'm going to read some comments.
Oh.
That's what Deborah's worried about. Someone might cut off her head to get her phone number. How about that Florida man that shot the AT&T trucks because they parked near his house? I didn't hear about that. Let's see. What about the fact that they fired the chief police in Wanda Wisdom Land because he... killed a white person when before when Philando Castile died that was fine. What about that?
This is insane.
What
I
about
don't
Wanda Wisdom?
Know where to go with that.
I heard they shot Wanda Wisdom for eating the wrong the bacon
eating on the radio
on a Friday.
She ate a white potato instead of a sweet one.
Yes.
I like to post things and say not mines.
Can we talk about the opium addiction thing?
I ain't addicted to opium.
Opiates.
Can we talk about someone in our group making a picture of watermelon pizza and posting it and saying, smash your pants?
Oh, that was somebody in our group that did that? Who?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Nanika?
No, it was Ashley.
And now, see, now I know what's going to happen. Gigatigger's going to think I was talking about him. I'm not talking about you because you're an opiate addict. I'm talking about the fact that the reason people take opium... is opium addicts is because life sucks in America, so everybody fucking takes drugs. But now they're closing
like
all those.
You do it,
but no, I don't. I never have taken that shit. Surprisingly, I never even tried heroin, which is weird because I would have OD'd on it and been dead by now. But anyway, but the thing is, like, they just closed two of those huge dark websites this week. Did you hear about that? And that's going to be that's got to send thousands of people into like withdrawal because that's how they get their heroin. So I don't know.
Yeah,
about
I'm
that.
Having a hard week, man.
I think that's why that Linkin Park guy killed himself. He ran out of heroin. Why do rock singers kill themselves? Isn't that a nice life? All they have to do is sing. What's the and be billionaires? What the fuck's the problem with that? I work in Beige. I don't kill myself. What the fuck?
So meta.
Can you explain it, please? Seriously, I want to know.
Well, they're not going to do it no more because they're going to be like, oh, that's been done before.
What has been? Nobody.
You know.
Oh,
The suicide for rock stars because they're
like,
keep
doing it. What do you mean?
All hipsters.
They keep doing it over and over. What do you mean it's never been done? Bad answer. Anyone else have an answer that's better? Cheryl?
Well, why don't we call up a damn Hot Topic and ask him?
Well, because we don't know if Matt Peters called.
A Hot Topic?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find this goddamn promotional video. I'm about to go crazy.
I guess we'll watch videos now, but we have to do Game of Thrones at 9:30. I mean, Game of Crones, starring Baby Jane Enward. I mean, written by our chief writer, Baby Jane Enward, of the Hollywood Bathroom. Just kidding. All right, let's see. Let's see.
What are we seeing?
Well, videos. Don't you want to watch
them? I gave you a bunch of videos.
I know. I'm asking if you're ready to watch them, assholes.
Yeah, tell me which one. Tika?
Chew!
Virgin Killer Sweater 5?
Which one now?
Jumbo?
Yeah.
Is that the one you want to watch first? Which is the one where they talk to Toby? Because I didn't watch any of that shit. Okay, you're not answering my question. That's helpful. Thanks.
This is a short one, and her mirror is creaky.
Her ankles?
Yeah. Ankles?
And you get to see her 2007 camera.
Is she talking? I don't hear any talking. I'm watching it. Should I do a countdown?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just start over the countdown. 3, 2,
you and the
1.
The Virgin Killer?
Shut up. 3, 2, 1, go.
What are they now?
Virgin Killer Sweater 5. They're all virgin.
Look at that camera.
It's a nice
camera. Oh, my God, and the sticker's still on it.
Let me turn up my
AC. She's sticking her tongue out because Toby told her that it's hot.
Is she wearing a mask?
Nope.
Oh.
Creaky.
Oh, very creaky. Yeah.
Hey. You want a French
toast?
You want a French toast?
Hold on.
I wish she would get better audio, for fuck's sake. Why didn't Toby tell her that to speak the fuck up? I don't need to see her goddamn tongue. I need to hear the bitch.
She sort of looks like Lady Bunny if she got mad and high.
She looks like Joan Crawford, if anything.
Oh! No, she looks like,
Your mom?
Leslie Jordan in that movie.
Oh, did you see it? I heard it's good.
The new one?
Yeah.
No, because you know, I wanted to go to like a premiere, but I didn't get to see it.
I heard it's good.
Next video.
That was real good, Cheryl. Thank you for that.
Okay, well, this one starts at 1:15.
Which one? Sweater Virgin Killer with Jum?
Mm-hmm.
What's Jum? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Jumbo.
Okay, wait. Why can't I start it at 0?
Because if she starts talking, well, you can do whatever
you
want.
Okay, I'll start it at 0. 3, 2, 1, go. Is that a baby box? She's got a baby box.
Yeah. She has a hard time sitting down and not showing her weight.
Oh, my God. I've seen the polls.
Oh, my.
Sometimes she uploads things to YouTube instead of X-Hamster.
How does she not get deleted with this shit?
Her ass is so flat.
They're probably afraid because they'd be like, YouTube hates trans.
If that's a trans, it's a transmission.
What?
I seen it.
You seen the dog? Well, you're behind then, Deborah. Are you not?
Well, I tried to sync up, but I don't think it did. It's hard to sync.
Oh, my God. She is not ladylike at all. What the fuck is wrong?
She got long lashes and a roller.
What is wrong with this bitch? She has no clue what it means to be a woman, does she? Being a woman does not mean let your dick and balls hang out.
Why is she so stiff?
Yeah.
Take a muscle relaxer, honey. Oof.
Why doesn't she know you're
supposed to... She's going to talk to you now. Be quiet, okay?
Right, shh. Tongue.
Hey, Toby, you like these pictures, Toby?
Toby.
Shut up.
I tell you, I get so horny when I have the rollers on with my beautiful long false eyelashes, heavy black cherry lipstick. Crazy. Can't help myself. I'm not going to be.
Can't help myself. I'm
gonna do something.
Erotic.
Shh. These things, I get satisfied. Oh, I get satisfied every time. I'm going to go crazy. Oh, I'll have to change my sheets again.
God. What?
I'm sorry if you can't hear it, Tigger, but she does shitty audio. That's the point. You listen carefully or something. Oh my God. The fuck? I thought some. Okay, what is this one? No, we're not watching that. Well, there was
which
some
one are you watching?
I don't know.
Well, you got to tell us so we can be saying.
I'm not ready. It was doing autoplay, and I don't know how to turn it off. It's annoying.
Are we doing the X hamster?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let me finish my coffee.
Fuck off.
No, don't.
Okay, X hamster.
What? No.
Yes, she has hundreds of videos on X hamster.
Okay, which one am I doing though? Which one? It doesn't bring.
Ida comes again in Virgin Killer sweater.
Ida needs a new dress. Jesus Christ!
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
This is for.
We have
X-Hamster.
Audio.
A little sexy.
We have audio. That's good.
Why do these busted trannies always have like a New Jersey accent?
They're called transes.
Trans.
This is chicks to print out pictures of a girl.
Did she show a picture of Deborah? Of Toby?
Of her anus.
Deborah.
French kisser.
Holy.
Best sex I ever had. Would be.
Those lashes. Jesus. Somebody needs to call
her back.
She needs yoga. Do we have her phone?
Whoa.
Oh, my. So we need to call Barbara Streisand.
Call her what?
It sort of looks like a cracked out Barbara Streisand.
Why is it so out of focus?
Make love to you, baby.
Make love to you.
She sounds like Elmer from Crank Yankers.
Look at the man on the wall. Is that her?
The problem is people are going to listen to this on an audio podcast. Most people, and there's nothing to hear.
Except for when she talks.
Yeah, but even when she talks, you can't fucking hear it.
Man lady with big balls sits on chair, leg open, heel up.
Thank you, video description.
Legs crossed.
This was on YouTube for a short time.
While holding up fashion drawings, leg crossed.
This is definitely Joan Crawford with a dick.
Why does she hold the fashion thing?
To get off, you idiots. It's what she's masturbating about.
Why is she not showing it?
She's masturbating about it.
She's not a professional, okay?
You're kidding.
Why does she look like she's sad?
She's gonna come.
She did come. Oh, that big ass dick. I saw a big ass dick. What does she do? I bet she's a professor of geology.
No, why?
Do we know what she does for a living? Is she a geology professor?
This is for Tobe.
Hey, gay fist. I got an ad. Fisting date. Gay fisting dating.
I like what she says. This is for Tobe.
What is this fisting date?
She is cracked.
Now there's fisting date. I got an ad.
Oh, Lord, she lost a lash.
I know, mail.
It's so bad. She's low.
Wait, I'm going to do it. We're looking for mail. Oh, you got a date for fisting.
Oh, this I got the same one.
It's a dating service for fisting. Oh, that's nice. That should be good.
Did you like that, man?
No.
Oh, look at this
one. Okay, next we're watching weight loss update. Oh, no, this is a Deborah one. Hopefully it won't be horrible.
This one, she looks like Selena.
Let me see.
I just watched a movie about
you already know you should be eating more fruits and
I love that Deborah gives me videos with ads. Thank you. That's helpful.
Hey, guys. It's Shannon.
Oh, she does.
So it's been a while. Chris has red hair now instead of, I think he had purple in your last video.
Mine's crimson. Thank you very much.
How come all these fat, hideous monsters have boyfriends?
Anyways, okay, so it's been a while, and I'm sure I've gotten a lot of messages like, hey, Shannon, where have you been? Yada, yada, yada. So I'm making a video to tell you guys where I've been and to update you on the next journey of the weight loss. So, I had a doctor's appointment a couple of weeks ago.
And you masturbated my vagina?
Weeks ago.
Oh, right, before I started, stopped making videos. Anyways, whatever. And my doctor took me off the diet that I'm on. And
who cares?
She's trying to justify being off the keto diet.
Beyond Cube things, I can have as much of that.
Thank you for that 15-minute video.
No, it's funny when she goes through her whole
Well, why don't you send me the fucking highlights? I'm not going to sit there through watching 15 minutes of this shit.
Well, let's just watch a fucking trans Selena Gomez jack on.
Why did you send me a Qualcomm ad?
That's the fingerprint technology's coming to iPhone.
I want to see videos of funny things and fatties and trannies with masturbate. I don't want to see a video of a Qualcomm.
It's a gay couple. See how amazing that is?
Oh, now they're lubing up.
It'll work. When you lube up, it'll still work.
Okay, I get it. It is good.
But how do they have the new iPhones in a commercial?
This is almost offensive, because they're showing, like, gay men have jizz, so they can do this.
Yeah, and then the woman's always underwater because they killed her.
And she's alone because she's their hag. Oh, gestures, too.
And it can raise your heartbeat.
Don't you think Apple is mad about this?
Well, that's what I figured. I think they probably did this commercial to piss them off.
Because you know their phone ain't going underwater, honey, because that ain't covered by Apple.
They want to say, like, oh, this is our technology.
Technology, yeah. Before.
But do you think
Apple's going to use it, but...
But do you
Vince is going to be very upset, too.
Do you think this gives us an opportunity to call tech support and ask about vaginal underwater recognition or something?
Well, not yet, because they're going to say they don't know anything about it.
By the way, did you guys watch Vince Lane's tech talk on the Apple thing?
Yeah, it made me come.
I managed.
Oh, she had one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How did you not know that?
Oh, well, I've been away for a while.
We can watch it.
I don't know, but this ad is so...
No, we ain't watching her.
Oh, we are fucking watching it. Yeah, we fucking are watching it. We fucking are going to watch this goddamn thing with Vince Lane in it, you goddamn dumb bitch.
All right. God, what a stupid cunt.
Oh, enough with her. Vince Lane. Fucking bitches. Oh, no.
How about Alex Jones' Rance is an indie folk song?
Rance Priebus? What?
No, Alex Jones.
Ain't she gone?
You said Rance Priebus. Oh, I think it's gone now. I don't see it anymore. Does anybody have the link? Conway Twitty, Conway Twitty, Conway Twitty. Oh, there's his marriage. What the fuck?
Selena.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. I found it.
Ida comes again for Linda Slut, babe.
Vince Lane, you will note that Cheryl didn't want to watch the video, which is why future donations should be earmarked to me. Deborah's already opted out, so it's just me. Okay, here we go. Yay! Vince Lane! Give us
but
money.
But don't you gotta post the link so we can say it?
Oh, fuck yourself.
I mean, you know.
Imagine you're searching for an apartment. You've been on the hunt, and this one looks pretty good.
He called you a cunt.
Grinder?
Right. Photos show tons of natural light. It's close to work.
Oh, skip this shit. Get to the close-up.
Stop by and check the place out.
Well, it's a medium.
You bike over, someone buzzes you in, you find the apartment door.
Launched the jack tap.
I shut off the AC for Finn's lane.
The landlord greets you. And before he'll even let you pass the front door, he has some requirements. He wants to see a passport, a birth certificate, and your last four pay stubs.
Whenever I get to the dick.
A little ridiculous, right? You just want to check the place out.
I just feel especially proud because Vince Lane bared his penis on this program. You don't see his dick on Apple, do you?
Yeah. Hope you don't get him fired before he gets to go to the new campus.
Well, this is
now,
a fictional ground.
Planning a trip, and a friend suggested this travel.
Whatever. Where's the dick pic? Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Right here.
I don't have the dick pic anymore. Even if
I got it. I sent it in Skype.
No, that's ex-hamster of what's her face. What's that bitch's name again?
No instructions.
Ida? Elena.
Nothing to pull your...
Isn't Ida the name of Miss Edie in Female Trouble? Aunt Ida. Ooh-hoo, Aunt Ida. Right? That was Aunt Ida,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Aunt Ida.
You know, I got to meet her.
You met Miss Edie?
No, she's dead.
Who did you meet?
From Female Trouble.
Oh, Mink Stole.
What's her name?
I know.
Yeah, Mink Stole. Remember that?
I thought you didn't meet her because you were too shy or something.
Well, remember, the first time I went up to her, but I didn't say anything because I was too shy. But I still met her. I just looked at
nothing
her.
Nothing to worry about.
I worried that you work in an office. Have children. Celebrate wedding anniversaries. The world of heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
I want to say woohoo, Aunt Ida. Where's that when she wears that outfit for the first time?
I'm going to get a snack.
No, you won't.
Oh, Aunt Ida.
Ooh, hoo, Aunt Ida. Get it, Aunt Ida.
I'm gonna go pay first.
Oh, at least this bitch has a remote. See, learn something from Cheryl. At least she has a remote control.
Remote?
Wait a second. We have another Barbara. What's her name? Barb?
Yay.
Oh,
hi. Hold on, let me pee, then I want to watch
it. No, we're going to watch it now.
Go. Go ahead, come on.
Okay. Now, this is the yacht.
Yuck.
Oh, so yuck. She is alive.
What's a yuck? What's her name, Barbara
Oh,
what?
Never mind, that's 2014. That bitch is dead.
What's her name, Barbara what?
Walker.
Oh, yes.
I like her
breathing. I like her COPD. Bye, yuck. What's a yuck?
I need this from a noodle packet. Chinese noodle packet.
Chinese pizza.
Heck of a yacht, Brownie.
It's a tiny noodle.
Heck of a yacht.
This is a fine yacht.
It's a fine yacht. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
I got to see how I can take it. Okay. It's enough.
Mm-hmm. Eggs in the Puss hates people with beards.
She has to put so much effort in there.
That's the yak boiling right there.
That's the yak boiling.
Yeah. And now, my favorite thing in this video, man, is that it's like her son is helping her. He's doing the video, kind of, he's watching everything. And you're going to see something happens to the pot, and he doesn't stop it from happening or warn her or tell her anything.
Well, it's the third wall.
Kind of podcast.
Yeah, you're gonna see what happens here. It's hilarious.
I have some boiled eggs over here. If you want, you can put boiled egg.
What?
In your yacht.
In a yacht. You can put boiled eggs in a yacht.
And I guess in the refrigerator.
In a yacht. Wait. Oh yeah, that's my yacht.
Oh, boy.
What is with the beard hate?
So I have a red chocolate. Yow! What a mess!
Look, you see that? He didn't stop that shit from happening at all. He didn't tell her. He didn't do anything.
How do you know he noticed?
Hold up!
You don't know that, Cheryl. You don't know that.
Yow! What a mess.
Maybe he wanted a little bit of drama.
Mess.
Mess. Meh. Meh.
They clawed that fire.
She's good. I love her.
Okay,
at least she knows.
How you do it.
Show me the yak, honey. It's a mess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It take long.
You're almost done.
Oh, thanks for your help, honey.
Bearded yak. It's a bearded yak. No. Yeah.
Bearded cat.
Oh.
And this is what the chicken look like.
What?
Now, when you boil a chicken.
What?
You can take a couple tablespoons of chicken. You know how you fry a chicken? You have your chicken grease. You pour a little bit of that in there.
Yeah.
That makes it taste better.
Bet.
And then this is Chinese.
Doesn't Griselda hate condiments?
Yes.
Soy sauce.
Oh, she's gonna love it.
Get this Chinese market too.
All I see is Barbara's boob in this shot. Okay. I see a huge boob. Chicken yak and boob.
Come, baby, come on.
Okay.
Hey, baby, come on.
Come on.
Show how she do it. Cheryl, how come you're not impersonating her? I want to hear Cheryl's version of Barbara.
Show them how you do it. Right.
Cheryl, will you impersonate Barbara? Say yawk. I love her stoneware. Deborah, did you go away?
I'm still here. I'm listening.
Hold it. Bowl on a plate. No, she can't hold that both.
I want to see her test the yak by throwing it against the wall. What is a yak?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a yak? For real. I don't have Google.
Let's see.
A broiled scraw.
Yak is a variant of yak.
No, it isn't.
Urban Dictionary. Yo, that art, see last kneesy was yonk.
This is disgusting. Wait a second. She's just throwing that nasty
really
shit
it's cold outside.
On top of noodles?
It's good when it's cold outside.
Oh, my God.
Ketchup.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
She got some chemicals right there.
Wait, did she have onions in her drawer with a silverware? She pulled onions out of the drawer with silverware.
You got onions in the drawer.
Raw onions, man.
Now she's putting the soup in the drawer.
Okay, now.
I want my yak. Was she watching Duck Dynasty, that fucking bitch? She's watching Duck Dynasty.
Is this the soy sauce? You want cayenne pepper when you're like.
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
Pepper.
Tell them to stop.
Pepper. Right. Cayenne pepper.
I'll catch it.
What the fuck? Look, she put so much.
What is that LG phone about? That thing looks scary.
You want some soy sauce?
What is she doing? She's just gone for a while? Oh, Jesus Christ. Ketchup. Why does she have to yell at me?
Ketchup.
She wants you inside of her.
Ketchup.
Ketchup on the chicken soup. This is for Michelle.
That is for
this. Look at it.
Ooh. There you go.
And that's the yak.
There you go.
That's the yak.
Yak, yak.
Yak. I want to play Yahtzee with her. Yahtzee.
You got the cold water.
She wants to suck on your yak. Like
it looks horrible is what
you
it looks
like.
You
have any yak left over, you just put it in a container.
What is yak?
Cold water, put it in the refrigerator, and you change your water
means whack.
Every day, and it'll last you up to about 3 or 4 days.
Meaning whack and boring.
Heat it up. Put your yak and stuff. Now that's what you call Chinese yak. Now I will get back with you later. I'm going to make my pies and cookies tomorrow because I'm not feeling that good, okay?
Aww.
All right. Toodles.
Toodles.
I thought you liked that mage.
I always enjoy Barbara Walker.
I wish Barbara was making more videos.
Whose vagina hurts?
Barbara's yonk.
What else do we have? Funny Angry Dog song?
I can't tell the difference. It sounds like Barbara.
See, that's thrown me into a depression because it reminds me that next week I have to babysit another dog. Thank you.
You can make a video like that and we'll go viral and finally make some money.
Yeah. Fun. I've had viral videos. They don't make money because they never belong to me.
True.
Well, this one can belong to you. If you have a dog and a duck and they're friends, and then you make the dog sing a song to the duck impregnates the dog, end of story.
What about at Lake Emerald? Can I do something with a duck and an alligator?
You can tag it. Have a picture printed of Cindy McCain. Tag it with Cindy McCain. Tag it brain kit. Oh, no.
I know. How about if I go all the way to the... How about if I go all the way to the fucking duck hotel and I don't bring home a single piece of footage to show my podcast? How about with them?
I took a bunch. I just got to end it.
Well, what the fuck? It's been a fucking month, you dumb, stupid whore.
True.
She just got to edit it, Deborah. Why do I mean Cheryl? You hear that? She's just gonna edit it.
I need a new iMac.
You're never gonna edit it. Just fucking do it. 3 seconds. You don't have to be perfect. Just fucking throw the shit on there. You need a fucking iMac now.
Man,
you can do it on the iPad. You do it on the iPad. Any fucking the clips editor. Any fucking editor does it. Do it in your car.
Are you buying pass on Groupon?
What?
Huh?
Someone that said you were on Groupon and Costco buying.
It brought up an ad. I don't fucking use Groupon. Shut the fuck up.
Okay,
what's next?
Why does Groupon cause cancer from plastic too, Sharon?
Yeah, yes. Chinese.
Heidi in feminist suit. Oh, it says it might be. I have to sign in to confirm my age. I don't know my fucking password. Oh, I gotta go to my Google Authenticator now, because I have to log in for this goddamn shit that Deborah gave me.
It's Yawk487.
I gotta authenticate my Google Authenticator. My fucking app.
Ida comes heavy in white, sexy, virgin killer sweater.
Yeah, without fucking audio, as usual. Ida comes, but you can't hear her because she's fucking retarded. I'm coming. I'm gross.
I gotta change my sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of a video.
What's the video?
That's great. 3-8
I'm sending it. I forgot I had saved some of these.
Can't believe I have to log in and watch a video from Deborah.
Well, this one you won't have to log in, Tim.
Well, I already did it. Oh, this is one of those weirdos, that, like a man that puts on a woman's outfit. Is that what this is?
Is it?
Is it a man dressed up as a woman?
Could be.
What the fuck? Why don't you tell us?
Or is it a woman dressed up as a man as a woman?
I don't know. But maybe when she unzips her thing, we'll see. I don't know. Why does she have a zipper for a snatch? Is this a YKK vagina?
Mm-hmm.
Yuck vagina.
What?
We used to live right near the Yuck Zipper factory. Yuck Zipper in Northbrook.
Yuck.
Yuck Zipper. Who is this little girl? Does she do anything, Deborah, or does she just stand there and look at her?
No, she just stands there.
That's a great video. Thank you.
Deborah, when are you going to unpodfade?
So...
Hopefully after she learns how to pick better videos. All right.
Yeah.
What's next? What other
Grandpa.
Grandpa. Where that at? Grandpa. Cocaine makes grandpa. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay. That has a good title, so I'm sure I'll be let down.
It's not good. Oh.
Okay. Go.
What? Oh, this is the worst one.
questa casa.
Welcome to Grandpa's house.
Do you want?
Che cos'è?
Do you want?
Okay. Zucchero? Sugar?
Booger sugar.
Yes, try it.
Booger. Try it.
This is ridiculous.
Does this remind you of our team, Ange?
No.
That's enough.
So, Cheryl, are you still there, or did you run away?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dottore, stavo parlando con suo figlio.
Dad, why are you such a weird faggot? Deborah, could you give me a video in fucking English, for God's sake?
Mochi, mochi. No comprende.
Deborah, I mean, people can't fucking see it if they're listening, but it's which is bad enough, but you, the audio is fucking Russian or something.
I thought it would, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody get a hold of Miss Tracy? I mean, Matt Peters, and find out if he sent Miss Tracy money? I'm guessing not, since he's hiding.
But you still, you could at least skip to 2 minutes so they can see what I wanted y'all to say.
Well, you could have fucking edited it, too, or at least given me a time
code.
Now you're too late. I'm calling Matt
Peters. It gets a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deborah, Cheryl. Cheryl?
Yeah.
Did you see that our friend Nolte sent you something to read from something?
I don't want to read it. It's dumb. Didn't he make a donation?
No, but the thing is, he made a sequel. He made a sequel to the Trump thing. He made new fan fiction about Donald Trump. And he sent it to me, but he said, don't
of
read
all
it.
People that
his
need
fan fi- his Trump
to make
fan
a donation
fiction,
for me to read something, he's number one.
His fan fiction is good. Remember the last one he did about the eggs good. In the basement of the White
it's
House?
His fault. It's his fault that he won.
Okay, Nolte, or whatever your name is. Ma Pettit. Can you please give me... Can you please give me permission to read your new book? I'm sorry I didn't have a chance. He wanted me to, like, edit it for him. Like, I don't have time to proofread it. I just want to fucking read it on the grum. So if you're going to... I would like your permission. I don't know why I even care about permission. Why do I even give a shit? Should I just do it? No, I'm not going to read it without permission. Even though he's a Republican and retarded. All right, so then the other thing is...
I mean, who's a Republican these days? Really?
Are you ready to do Game of Thrones?
The fashion statement.
No, I need to eat a snack first.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
So we need to talk about donations and what donations...
Why don't we call Miss Tracy?
No, what donations support in the Church of Deborah? Our nonprofit relies on your donations. It helps pay the priest, the preacheress... Simply Sarah, and what else?
I don't know what you're talking about today.
The church.
Boy, Carrie Laundrie only has 2.5 stars on. Yeah.
Why?
I guess we'll have to find out, won't we?
We need a Facebook mob.
Phone's always busy.
That's because we're calling. Does it really say that?
No, I was just being
okay. Here's a review from Seth J. Nope, nope, nope. So much nope that I've run out. I have an oversized quilt that doesn't fit in the washer at home, so I took it here with the intent to give it a quick wash and dry. I arrived with a pocket full of quarters, only to discover the machine's run off. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Let's hear something about Miss Tracy. Mind you, there's a paid attendant on duty, but apparently reading his book was more important than restocking car duty, blah, blah, blah. Play area for kids, vending machine. Oh, there's pictures. But they didn't say anything about BM on it. Only one review? That ain't right. Sort by lowest rated, yes. Okay. No, there's only one bad review. This is bullshit. There's only 2 reviews. One is 1 star, the other is 5, 4, so they got... Oh, fuck that bullshit.
Why don't you make a review?
Because I'm busy. Why don't you? I have a job. What's your job, honey? What's your job? Do you work yet, Cheryl?
I work at Bay's.
No, I do. And I don't see you there. Okay, Miss Tracy,
why call. Why don't you give me a job?
Miss Tracy, call. Because you don't want to work there. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Why?
Because it's horrible.
Vacation. You have vacation, sick days.
It sucks. Miss Tracy? Stop it!
Really?
I guess somebody didn't get her lost to dinner. She hung up without even answering. So depressed.
Did you ask the man about the lost to dinner?
I tried to. Did anybody in the chat room do it, or do I have to do everything?
Please enter your remote access.
Oh, yes. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, we're calling, ask for M'lady.
Milan?
No, call Steve.
What's that noise?
Oh, God.
What's that noise?
Milan? Tom?
Evening, m'lady.
M'lady?
Thank you, honey.
Hello? Hello, honey. Something's wrong with... Uh-oh, I just hung up on someone. Oh, no, I didn't. M'lady, are you still there?
I'm making this YouTube video.
Oh, no, I called Miss Tracy again. That was a mistake. Okay, now this is m'lady being called. Shh, shh, shh. I'm going to cue a car crash just in case. M'lady? Hello? Hello? Hello?
M'lady? Lord Barkerville?
Who is playing goddamn What Thursday? Stop it.
How do you know?
Because I can fucking hear it. Stop it.
Mm.
I'm trying to call m'lady.
Yeah, a new video. 9 minutes long.
Please,
he's answered your questions.
He's on Howard Stern. He doesn't need us.
Well...
I may need an ice cream sandwich.
You need nothing.
Sure, that has no carbs in it.
Skinny cow, honey.
Deborah, what is your carb problem? It's better to eat carbs than fucking cancer.
Carbs are bad. Insulin is a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. What about what about the food pyramid, the USDA? Why can't you just eat like a normal person?
Oh, fuck that. It's paid shills.
Is it?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Doctors don't know anything. Nutritionists don't know anything. You know who knows? Yeah. You know who knows? Deborah Wilkerson. And you know who else knows? The South. I get my advice for dieting from the South because they're so thin.
They'll rise again from the mud.
They're so thin. Those southern states like Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, home of the largest people on the planet, according to Big Meat Speaker.
Louisiana.
That's who I listen to.
Texas.
Yes, the South.
Washington.
It's the South.
Washington State.
Washington Girdle.
Hey, everybody. I'm making a YouTube. I'm going to make some soaps later. You got to excuse me. My phone shut off last night. I'll make some soaps.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with you not paying the bill.
Because I want
to
say, in the next one I'm going to do, I want y'all to make a list. But in this one, I want to ask some questions, and I want y'all to put under the comment section. I want to talk to guys if you don't want. It's okay if you don't have to label yourself. But I just want to say, in case you do, I want to anybody that watch my videos, if you're a guy, if you're gay or straight or bi or curious, let me know. Put it like in the comment section so I can read it. And also, I just want to say to anyone that donate, to anybody that do want to be in my video and donate to me so I can so I can pay the people, so I can pay the guys I work with, I want to ask this question. In a fart porn, because like I said, I want to work with FTM, trans guys, and I want to work with guys with vaginals, and I work with guys with
vaginals,
you know.
Vaginals.
And like I said, I don't mind dealing with feminine guys, because you could be a a straight feminine guy. There are straight soft guys out there, just like you got gay masculine men out there.
Me, masculine.
Whether people find me masculine, feminine, I'm in the middle. I'm both, but I'm still a guy. Yes, I'm born a man. Yes, I got a pee. You know what, a penis, but I ain't going to get into that. I want to make a video under the comment section. I was going to say,
make a video.
Teddy, if anybody like donate to me, whether you donate to me or don't.
No, donate to me. We want donations, not you, bitch. Listen, Cheryl, did you see my notes about Game of Thrones?
No.
In the chat room?
Notes.
Notes.
Cheryl, for Game of Thrones.
Don't read it out loud, you dumbass cunt. They're private.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
You want to be in
the thing is, Natalie is ignoring me, and I'm very upset about that.
What has Natalie to do with anything?
She's ignoring me. Deborah, why? Deborah?
She's gone again, as usual, MIA.
Oh, it was muted.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah.
Yes, I told you. I have to ask.
Are you ready, Cheryl?
Well, I sent her a message. Why is she ignoring me?
I don't even know who...
Probably because it's late?
I don't even know who Natalie is in RL, so...
It's not fucking late.
Okay, Deborah, Cheryl, will you shut up and do the thing, the grum?
Yeah, I gotta find the thing first.
Well, I'm gonna play... Let me know when you're ready.
Game of Crown, Episode 8.
Are you ready? Cheryl, are you ready?
No.
Cunt-face Targaryen. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
Okay, fade out means you're ready. Fucking dumb bitch. Go!
Game of Crowns. Episode 8, like I say, previously on Game of Thrones, Caitlyn Jenner rear-ends Hillary Clinton's Cadillac Cimarron. In a fit of road rage, the two women brawl. Whose cunt is bigger and better? Cheryl's, of course, as she ends their struggle, strangling Jenner with her layups. Hillary plans to use Jenner as their ticket into the White House to collect some eggs she left in the basement there during her stay in the 90s. What is all this? Am I supposed to read the chat?
I don't know. I didn't read the script. Jebra, what the fuck are you doing? No, Jebra.
You ruined it, though.
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
This is for later.
This has nothing to do with what we're doing.
Jesus, okay.
That's why this is for later, honey.
Let me start the episode.
Jesus Christ.
Lord.
We approach the side of the White House, carrying Caitlin's corpse between the two of us. We disguised her with sunglasses, and I had my laps snaked up the back of the dress and around her neck as if she were a sock puppet. Two guards asked what our business was. I replied in my best Caitlin impression, Donnie asked me to come. These are my bodyguards. The Lord of the 50 States and Protector of Citizens wants a handshaking photo shoot with a tranny to appeal to the gays. VIP stuff, you know. With my laps, I moved her arm to pull a White House VIP card from her crooked bra and handed it to the guards. The one said, seems legit, and the other one then escorted us to the VIP lounge within golden walls. The three of us, girls, popped down on a couch, and the guard turned to a 30-year-old pickaninny who was busy nibbling at an edible arrangement on the coffee table across the room. Those are horrible. He said to the famished thing, you've got some ladies to keep you company. Like I say, don't get too friendly now, you hear? He winked at Lycasay, which is spelled L-Y-K-A-S-A-Y. chuckled to himself and laughed. I looked more closely at the curious creature, whose mouth was dripping with fruit juice and whose sip skipped over to us. Upon further recognition, I shout out, "Thursday Lane, what are you doing here?" Like I say, he smiled queerly and batted his doe eyes, saying, "Hi, everybody. Like I say, I'm here, like I say, to make speeches for Donald Trump. I write his speeches and do his Twitter, like I say." He held up a lanyard, showing his VIP pass and credentials, which read, "Like I say, LYKASAY, with his photo. Attached was another pass that read, "Press," with a White House seal of approval. I inquired, "You help him? And why do they call you, like I say?" He started cycling, "Like I say, I don't know why they, like I say, keep calling me, like I say. But oh, please, please give Donald Trump a chance. Like I say, please, please, please. Like I say, he is a good person. He's just been hurt before. Please give Donald Trump a chance. Please." Hillary was staring at his press pass, cleared her throat, and asked, "Like I say, what would it take for us to borrow that press pass of yours for a bit? We need to go get some press photos with famous celebrity Caitlyn Jenner here." Thursday started rambling. "I'm campaigning for white guys' farts. I'm campaigning for white guys' farts. White guys' farts matter. Like I say, I'm campaigning for white guys' farts." Hillary grinned and offered, "You're in luck, my friend. Caitlyn here is trans, meaning she once was and practically is a man with her XY chromosomes." It was at that moment Jenner's corpse loudly farted. Thursday's eyes tripled in size, and he began sniffing the air as he tried to move closer. Hillary held out her arm and said, "Caitlyn will only let you smell her stink if you allow Cheryl and I to borrow that pass." Thursday scrunched his face in consideration before nodding and saying, "Another thing I want to say, like I say, is that I want to star in fart porn. Here you go." He slipped his press pass off and handed it to Hill, who positioned Jenner's corpse doggy style over the couch for him. She and I began walking towards the door that read, "Press only, telling Thursday, we're gonna go get the photographers. Be right back." She then whispered to me, "Now that's the art of a deal." Before leaving, though, we couldn't help but stop and watch the strange display that unfolded. And Thursday pushed Caitlyn's dress up and pulled her kirtle down, revealing an extremely hairy ass. He smiled from earl to earl, smiled from earl to earl, when the hirsute hole began gaping. It resounded an angelic trumpeting that shook the room and its chandeliers. Thursday squealed joyfully and sniffed her rump furiously, unable to get enough of the gas. The lounge filled with a foul, sulfurous, and eggy odor that sent Hillary and I into coughing fits. We gawked with our hands over our mouths as Thursday promptly placed his nose directly into Jenner's hole, hoping to get every bit of stench that escaped. It reminded me of that time that I was at the beach with the volleyball restroom, and I came upon that baby Jane Edward masturbating in the bathroom. Just horrible. Mm. Horrible. A second later, there was a low rumbling akin to an earthquake, And that's when I saw Jenner's butthole open again, 10 times wider than before. I was horrified as her bowels released a flow of miasma with brown and black clumps in a nonstop rush like a California mudslide. The disaster poured all over the peculiar Bercomiami, whose moping mouth made an ecstatic and choking sound. He looked like a snowman made of waste, washed against the opposite wall, and appeared stuck in place. The surge of sewage had filled his esophagus and guts, which made him bloat and burst internally like a human foie gras. His eyes glazed and dimmed, as dead as Jenner's. Hillary hurried. We gotta get out of here before those guards come back. We darted through the door and found ourselves in the back of a press conference room full of reporters. At the front, behind a podium, stood Sarah Huckabee. To be continued. Thank you for listening to Game of Thrones on Yeast Radio. This week's episode is brought to you by Edible Arrangements, TM Registered Copyright. Do you have cash to burn? Are you found a fingered over fruit? Then this tacky treat is for you. The folks over at Edible Arrangements are highly trained in both sculpting all your favorite touched fruits into simple shapes like stars, circles, and squares, and arranging them into misshapen flowers. Want a $20 banana on a stick? We're yours today, in-store or online. They'll be sure to leave the beautiful arrangement outside so it rots and attracts fruit flies and looks disgusting and inedible opposite of its name. That's Edible Arrangements, folks.
Okay, sorry for the long extra, but I had to answer a question for Gigger Tigger. He said he wants to know, why do middle-aged women wear so much perfume? Please respond. Well, obviously it's to cover the smell of a pussy. Why is that so complicated? Our vagina smell. Now, Deborah, why did you post that huge thing at the most inopportune moment?
Yeah, you ruined the Grom.
Ruined it.
Okay, so when you go to a library, if you're reading one book, you just start reading them all?
Obviously.
Okay.
Do you have another question?
Ida comes heavy for Linda Slutbag.
Obviously.
You get a good view in this one. You can tell she had open heart surgery.
What?
Yeah, click that link. I'm serious. It shows it all.
I'm just looking at this sex story. I'm trying to see if there's anything.
Oh, look at this video. This is going to be a good one.
She looks like a nun.
All right, last video, and then we're doing money.
Come. No.
Yes. Oh, no money? Okay. Fine, I'll keep it all.
Oh, okay. Let's do a countdown for Ida.
Well, what video are we watching? Which one?
The last one.
God damn it.
Oh, I thought you found something besides that.
So no, this is the best one. She's a nun. She's the flying nun.
Oh, she's a nun. That's good.
She's the nun with a cum.
That's real good. Cum nun.
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, too bad I feel sick. I hate to call in sick tomorrow.
Okay. Well, this will make you feel better.
This will validate.
She's in her Florida condo.
Okay.
This is Madge's tenant.
Ready to go? 3, 2, 1, go. Ugh. Not the penis.
Look at the scar.
That's
she tries to cover it up.
Oh.
Oh, pardon me, m'lady. Oh.
Shh.
You didn't respond to my...
What?
My tribute picture to you. Came heavy for you, Linda.
It's such a small team.
It's horrible.
And why is it coming out of the side?
Ugh. Ugh.
Those are the Marilyn Manson. I mean the Charles Manson women.
Ugh.
But that one has a dick in the picture too, right? Looks like.
Yeah. Sort of looks like Julie Andrews right there. Huh?
Yeah, it does look like her. Mm-hmm. And the Julie Andrews sisters.
Leave you with my favorite.
See any bigger man.
Oh, God.
What happened?
I'm gonna come.
She's having a heart attack.
Carol Channing.
Did something come out?
Diamond.
I think he had prostate surgery, so nothing came
out. Yeah. Diamonds. Diamonds.
Is it
diamonds?
Ugh.
Oh. Yeah. I came, everybody.
Oh, she dropped it.
Is she rambling in her tummy?
She dropped it.
Yeah. Liza.
Who eats it?
Liza at the palace.
She dropped it.
Dropped it?
Yeah. Lord. She let go.
Sorry, I'm picking out some
music. Oh, she does one in the kitchen?
What do you mean?
Guess what? Time for money. Thank God.
No, I want to see
your mind.
No.
What?
Oh, we'll save it for next time. This is weird.
Why?
Oh. How did you find this?
Toby found it.
Ugh.
Isn't it offensive?
Okay, money time. Cheryl, you ready?
Okay, I'm going to open my holder.
Do it.
Okay. Did we give people another chance?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's the 23rd today. All right.
Okay, your abacus ready.
My abacus is ready and open for you.
Brandon M., $5.04.
Wait, and are we starting from the last time we were given money?
Yes, you fucking idiot, I always do.
Okay.
God, you're fucking retarded.
So mad. Okay.
Brian P., $14.26.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, thanks.
Dylan, $14.26.
Oh, thanks.
Ashley Wolf, W, $4.55.
Thanks, honey.
Gareth, $4.48.
Left.
Wasabi HIV AIDS, $11.35.
Thank you, honey.
Nanika. Yeah. Nanika, $23.97.
Oh,
wow, that's very nice of her.
With a comment, the comment says, not mines, in all caps.
Is it also, it's from Tika Carter.
Not mines.
Mm-hmm.
John W., who does our wonderful album art, $19.12.
Thank you, honey.
Now, that's amazing. A very generous audience member. Not only does he donate his time and create album art, he also donates money. Just like the Never Nude Reagan Fox. All right.
Never Nude.
Anonymous, $14.26.
Oh.
Anonymous left a comment. Neck, back, pussy, crack. Neck, back, pussy, crack. Neck, back, pussy, crack. Cycle, go team.
True.
The last one I have is Luke T. from Australia, $20 even. Yay.
Oh.
Thanks to all of you. And also, I should mention...
I thought you just said, oh, we just got a huge donation.
I didn't say that, you moron cunt.
You said that earlier in the gram.
Yeah.
That's, well, no, because all those last, like, six donations were all from...
So the last, you are lying, and there's a large donation.
No, what I meant
it for yourself, what I, you dirty, no, dirty what I, Jew.
No, what I meant is that the last five donations, when I checked the donation balance in my PayPal, had gone up by $100 since the last time I looked, because those last five donations were 15, 20, 25, like that, so they were added up to over 100. So yeah, it was a big donation, but from several people. So fuck off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
She gave Jimmy smallpox from a blanket.
What's the total?
$43.76.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Not good.
Bad.
It's been a wonderful time.
Bam, bam,
I'm so
bam.
Glad I donate my time. See, that's what people don't understand. We're donating our time.
How come on, what was this? Is that April 14th?
What hurts?
No, May 14th.
Yeah.
We got so much money. Have we not grummed before that? Oh, we hadn't grummed for a month.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. Not grum as much. The lesson is obvious. Not grum as much. That's why I try to fucking tell you, bitches. And you're like, no, I want to grum. I want to grum.
Well, I do like grumming with my gals.
I like money.
Well, you get your sick days and all of that. And days. And you're not feeling well.
Oh, fuck yourself. What?
You're the one that said I'm not feeling
fine. I know. I agree. But go fuck yourself, regardless. That's a non sequitur. What I meant is that's true, however, comma, semicolon, go fuck yourself anyway. Because that's a good day to do it. It's summer. Summer's a good time. Summer's a good time to go fuck yourself.
You can hose off with the hose outside.
There's no time like the present to get fucked. Especially if you're
doing it
yourself.
I got my money, m'lady.
All right. Well, I'm going to do one last thing, which is to try and call m'lady, and then we're done. Okay. I don't understand why none of my calls are working. Maybe they blocked my abortion machine.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
Doesn't surprise me.
Because the third party calls don't ring anymore, which really irritates me. I hate Skype.
Maybe it's like the old party lines back in the 40s where it's just always connected.
I think it's great that Skype, Microsoft, I haven't even updated, but apparently they fucked everything up.
I told y'all that last week. You can't tell if you're muted or unmuted.
Hello?
How?
Girdle?
M'lady?
I don't understand.
M'lady?
See, it went away again. I don't get it. All right, let's try again.
You were reported, man.
And that's entirely possible. Fucking Skype. It's been taken over by the Trumps.
Normal. Great ending.
Great. Reich. Third Reich. Mulaney. Third Reich. Third Reich.
No other Reich.
Ain't none. Ain't no bitch like the one I got.
Truke.
True.
Truth.
See. Call ringing. Why does it not... Oh, that's helpful. Thanks for that. Let me call some other number. I just want to make sure like all my calls aren't blocked. Give me a number to call. Let's see.
867-5309.
Give me a real number to call, please. Anything. Something.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Okay. 1-800...
Matt, can you buy me one of those Fire TV sticks? I want to try.
I have one. Those are nice.
Are they're shitty?
No, they're good. I've had one. I got it when they first came out for Super. Oh, goodness.
I wanted to go inside.
It's a great day at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Brian Scudamore, founder of the company. Thanks for calling. If you're calling to have your junk hauled away from your home, press 1. If you're calling about junk removed from your business or workplace, press 2. If you already have an appointment or you're calling about something else, press 3 now.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
It's not working.
Hi, thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Rebecca speaking. How can I help?
Oh, my Lord, you sound like Kylie Minogue.
Thank you.
I was calling. Yeah, you know that when she did that? The locomotion.
Yeah, I definitely know who Kylie is. Yeah.
Well, I was calling because I run a daycare center in Miami, Florida, and I was wondering if I could get some of this junk removed.
Okay, so it'll be for your daycare.
Yeah.
And what type of, what was the zip code of your daycare?
The zip code, Miami, Florida, 33018.
33018?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what type of junk did you have at your daycare?
It's going to be mainly school for girls type of stuff, skirt girdle, diapers, girdle wear. Let's see, crayons, girdle waste.
Yeah.
Just mainly the stuff, you know, you might as well say feces from the diaper, of course, stuff like that. Chiffon, washing material, epoxy.
Yeah, okay. If you just mind just plugging the hole for 1 sec, just because it's a commercial thing, I just want to see if someone else, I can just transfer you over to the commercial setting, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I grabbed your zip code. I'll let them know what you're trying to get rid of as well. All right?
All right. Thank you, m'lady.
No worries.
It's a beautiful day at Got Junk.
She's listening. We're going.
Everybody's doing the brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
Yeah.
Somebody commented on your video, Cheryl. Walls fall out.
Hey, you there? I'm just going to transfer you now.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks, my lady. Right.
That's okay.
They said, "Mom, can I sleep with you tonight?" And then the name of the commenter is Little
Angel. Company. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
Little Angel Angel.
Oh. Thank you for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, Sarah. I can be Sarah. 33018.
How can I help you?
I was explaining to her for my daycare center. Need to get some junk removed.
Oh, are you looking for extension 33018?
No, that's my zip code. She said she was transferring me.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, and this is for your daycare there, ma'am?
Yes, my lady.
Okay, sure. Well, we should get someone that would be able to help you out. Just give me one moment, okay? I don't do the day. Just one moment there.
Pass the buck. Why are y'all ping-ponging me?
Where's the Australians?
I have to go. You're going to have to wrap this up soon. We'll do a car crash.
All right.
Tell her you're driving when she answers, please.
Come on.
God, they hate you.
All right.
M'lady.
Meow, meow. Donkey.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart
right.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to answer.
You're really swell, I have to admit you
deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By me, if it's to shame, please let...
All right, so the end of that.
Bye.
We're hanging up on you, by the way, Got Junk, just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for grumming with us, girls.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful and a wonderful time.
Thanks for the money. I also like to add this, that which is that if you're listening to this grum and you don't know how to access our chat, go to yeastradio.com/live, and there's a separate chat. We don't use the Ustream chat. We use IRC chat, and it's confusing, but not really. And if you go to this website, it'll explain it. Right, ladies?
Yeah. And we should also look into maybe like a Braille reader version of the website or something.
It's already there. You don't. You're not blind is the problem. You don't know about it.
Let me explain.
Oh. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Me, if Mr. Shane means you're gray. For me, if Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Sevender, bar each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by me if it's a shame. So kiss me and say you understand. Shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. For me, a fizz to shame means that you're grand. For me, a fizz to shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even seven to buy each language only helps. Me tell you how grand you are. Reedy, 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 reedy,
reedy, reedy, reedy, reedy.
For each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by me if it's to shame. So kiss me and say that you will understand.
Chickens under the bed.
Goodbye, everyone. I can't even deal with this shit. I used to be able to play music without fucking iTunes. But now it's the cloud, and I need it for DRM and the end. Bye.